There is no shortage of men who want to be friends with women. I'm talking zero shortage. There's unlimited men who want to be friends with women. Because every woman I come across always has a ton, not just some, a ton of male friends that they can go to for whatever their problems that they want to talk about, whatever it may be. They have a ton of male attention that they can use on a daily basis. It's insane. And I'm like, how are there so many dudes? It almost seems like there's way more dudes than women, the way they talk about it. But anyway, the other day I'm talking to two women, a little bit older, that were telling me how they have male friends and how they don't believe that their male friends, you know, want them and all that kind of thing. Well, if you ask me a question, I can only tell you the truth. So they asked me my perspective. I gave it to them, and they're actually pretty receptive of it. And they did, not that I care, like if they admit it or not. Like I stopped trying to explain things to women a long time ago. Like they just don't get it. They won't get it. They don't want to get it. So therefore, I don't have these conversations. But if you ask me, I'll tell you. So they asked me. They were curious. They're both single, you know, and they're a little older, so they're getting a little desperate, so they wanted me to, they were open to my opinion. Will they take it? Who knows? But I told them, yeah, they're just with you because there's a potentiality, they're crossing their fingers, that they can maybe have sex with you or be with you, whatever, right? Be with you means they can have sex with you. That's what guys want. There's no other reason why they're giving you their undivided time and attention. So I was explaining that, and man, the amount of dudes that they said they can go to, it's like they both, and I've heard this from many other women, that women have more male friends than they do even female friends. Again, I always say women hate each other. Women hate each other. They don't like talking to each other. I'm like, yeah, I don't, and I'm like, I agree with you. I don't have female friends either. I only have dude friends too, because that's where most of the world's value comes from, is dudes. They can't use their private parts to give value the way women do. They got to do it in the real world with tangible products and stuff. So, and ideas, you guys make yourself way too available for these women. Excuse me. You guys make yourself way too available and get nothing in return. You're simps. You, if you're a man watching this, which most of you are, about 99% of you are, you should never have, I'm going to explain this from two perspectives, the single perspective as a male and the you're in a relationship perspective. You know, you got a girlfriend, or you're married. You need to spend. If you want, you can have female friends. However, if you want to be the best possible leader and live the best possible life you can as a male on this earth, I'm telling you from my own experience and seeing the experience of many, many others, that you need to spend the least amount of time with women as possible, because you are who you hang out with. All these dudes that are friends with women literally act like women. I was just in Starbucks before I got back home, and I'm recording this video. I was just in Starbucks down the street, and dude walks in, look at him for 2 seconds, and I know for a fact that most of the people he talks to are women. Most people he talks to are women. He probably gets advice from women. His hair was green. He was like super skinny. He almost looked like a woman. I'm like, this dude talks to women all the time. He's not talking to guys like me, or else he would he'd go crazy. He'd like freak out or something if he was talking to me, because I just wouldn't either get with it or get out. But the woman, oh, you feel a certain way. Let's talk about her feelings. You know, it's okay. Better luck next time. That's what you get from women. So all these men that spend all of their time talking to women, doing nothing else with them but talking to them, not getting anything in return except they're just giving their undivided attention, sometimes even assets and resources, to get what in return? Just to listen to this woman's problems or to listen what this woman has to say, which it's usually, I don't want to be mean, but guys, it's always about nothing. A woman lives in the moment, which is a good thing. They live in the moment, but they're stuck in the moment to where their tiny problem in the moment in time seems like this huge deal to them. But really, down the line, we see as men, this is not a big deal. Like, I know what a big deal is. I have friends that are men that have big deals that they deal with. Most women, their problems are not even a problem. Just in the moment, they're freaking out because they feel it all in that moment. But really, in like a day or two, they're going to forget about it. The more time you spend with women, the more time you become like them. That is inevitable. So from the single perspective, I'm going to explain this one first. We've got the single perspective and the relationship perspective. From the single perspective, you're a dude and you're single. You should never, I'm talking never, be spending individual one-on-one time or one-to-many time with women unless there is an equal pursuit on their end of a relationship, of a potential serious dating and marriage relationship. If that isn't there, which I'll have to make another video of how to tell if that's there or not, if a woman is into you or not, or wants to pursue you or not, for you to tell off a rip. If that isn't there, you should be spending the least amount of time as possible, ideally zero. The only time I find myself as a single man, right? I've been married and I'm single, so I'm gonna give you both. But right now, as a single man right now, over the last year and a half, or whatever, 2 years, whatever it may be, I can tell you, I spend zero time talking to women. I'm gonna grab my phone right now. I'm gonna look at my text messages. I'm not gonna show you, but I got my sister and I got my mother. I even limit my time with them. I'm kidding. My mom might be watching this. But my sister, my mother, the furthest I have to go back, because I'm not seeing any woman right now either. I'm actually single. I'm not talking actively to any woman. I have to go back a month where there's a woman in my phone that I'm talking to. Now, are there women that, yeah, do I talk to women? Do I see women all the time? Yes, but I'm not texting back and forth unless I'm actually pursuing them and they are pursuing me even harder. And even if that's going on, I'm gonna explain that in a second, but my point is I spend zero time talking to women unless I run into them out in the wild. And the only reason I talk to them most of the time, or if I go out of my way to talk to them, is because I find them attractive. Because I'm a sucker for ass, okay? That's why. I want sex too. However, I deny those fleshly feelings because I'm trying to follow the Lord. But I'm just being honest. I spend the least amount of time possible conversing with women. I only converse with people that are going to sharpen me. Iron sharpens iron, with people that are on the same path as me moving forward. And that happens to be all dudes. So, if you're single, spend the least amount of time as possible talking to women, unless there is a woman that is actively pursuing you that you're into as well. And even with that, let's carry it over to now the relationship perspective. How do you limit your time when you're with a woman, when you have a serious girlfriend, when you're married and they're living with you? Well, with a girlfriend, so let's say you find there's a woman now that you find attractive, you're interested in her, she ain't no 304, and she is pursuing you hard, she really wants you, and it's clear. again, another video of how that takes place, but common sense, people, it's clear. Women make it clear when they want you, but sometimes you guys are oblivious. When that's taking place, you're with a woman now, you're seeing her seriously. When you're not with her, you need to limit the time that you're thinking about her. And how do you do that? Well, what goes in through your eyes, what goes in through your ears, the words that you're speaking need to be not of her as least as possible. Because you're the man who needs to be the leader. You're the man that has to be the protector and provider potentially for her the rest of her life, right? So you need to focus, and I'm assuming you're a younger man. You're not in your 50s probably watching this. You're likely in like your early 20s, late 20s, maybe 30s. You need to focus on what? Making money. On becoming the best version of yourself you possibly can. Personal development, right? That's what you need to be focused on. And thinking about your chick, looking at pictures, texting her back and forth, is not going to help you do that. There's time for that. Now, when's the time for that? When you're done working, that's the time for that. When you're done working, when you're done with the day, you're satisfied. I'm not going to say satisfied. You're content. You're worn out. I'll say that. From all the work you've been putting in to better yourself in every single category, finances, your fitness, your health, your mental, spirituality, everything. So that now, because you're leveling up, you can now take that to her and be a leader to her moving forward and teach her and mold her to what's best for the both of you. So that's dating. Now let's say if you're married. Oh, hold on. Let me go back to the dating. Let me tell you about the consequences. When you, if you're not with her, and sorry, I'm going over the place, but how many times should you see her? Like, how often should you see her if you're dating her? Again, when the work is done. When the work is done. I would be surprised if you could see her every day or even multiple times a week. 3-4 times a week's a lot. If you're working hard, you're actually trying to better yourself. That's a lot. That's a lot. Prioritize your sleep. If it's 8 o'clock, 8 p.m. at night, and you're like, all right, I'm done focusing, I've worked a lot, my brain is fried, guess what? Get a meal and go to bed. Get your sleep and do it again tomorrow. Maybe once, maybe twice a week, you're seeing this girl. And believe me, that is enough. And you're not texting a bunch with her when you're not seeing her. You're not on phone calls and FaceTimes with her when you're not with her as well. When you are available, that's when. And trust me, she will love that. She will be okay with that. She loves that. Don't trust her words, trust her actions. Her words are going to say, oh, please, I want to see you, I want to talk to you, all this and that. You say, hey, I'm working. I care about you. I'm trying to be the best I can for you. But I'm working right now. I'll talk to you later. And when you do talk to her later, because of the scarcity that you built up now, that time she has with you, she views as just so amazing. She loves it because it's scarce now, right? It's scarce, but now you actually have something to go to her with as well. Most of you just spend time with them. Oh, let me get my dick sucked. Let me bust a nut. And now you're lazy and you don't want to freaking do any work. So that's the single perspective. That's your dating perspective, pursuing a serious relationship, marriage, all that. Now you're actually married and you're living together. How do you limit the time you spend with her? Well, I've done this, and in my experience, the more time I spent with my wife, the more I became like her, unless I kept my word, unless I held my frame as a man, unless I didn't give in to everything she wanted, but yet I did what was best for the both of us, and I stood my ground. If I did that, then it was okay to be spending that much time with her. However, I should still be working my what I would do in a perfect world. What I would do in a perfect world, I would have a separate place that I always, you should have a separate place. If you have to leave the house to go work, good. But let's say you work from home like me, you work remote. I travel sometimes a bit for work as well. So, but let's say if I was home all the time and she's here, I need to have a separate like barrier to work in, not just a room. I need another place to go work in. If you're in a house, I need like a granny flat or something to go into and work. Like I need to be, you need to be alone and focused and have your time away, not always relaxing and hanging out with her, because you're going to be so tempted to do that. And then if she comes around you wearing nothing but some panties and looking good, that's, let me tell you from experience, that's a distraction and ain't no work going to be getting done. Okay. And ultimately it makes you weaker and it makes you less of a leader to her, less strong. So you have to put up barriers even when you're married. You have to put up safeguards. But hopefully you don't get married until you are the best person you could possibly build up when you were single, dating, and now you're married. If you want to get married, I personally am not, you know, it's going to be rare if I get married. It's going to be, well, it's unlikely if I do. But if you're someone, which is most of you, want to get married, you need to be that guy before you get married, or else you're going to be in for a rough, rude awakening, my friend. All in all, spend the least amount of time around women, because the more time you spend around them, the more you're going to become like them. The only woman you should be spending time around and actively speaking to, responding to, should I say, are the ones that are obsessed with you. The ones that are obsessed with you, want to have all your babies, and you find them attractive as well. Because those are the women that you're going to marry and have a family with. And those are the women that, and kids now, that you're going to have to lead and be strong for. Hold your frame. Don't give in.